All right, kids, it's time to start a brand new week of the Wake Up Kid podcast. We have a brand new truth to teach. But before we do, let's review the 26 truths that we've already learned, starting all the way back with number one. If you know the answers to these questions, you can answer them with me, and whoever is listening beside you will be so impressed. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Number seven, what is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes. God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? No, they sinned against God. What is sin? Sin is disobeying God. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? They became sinful and miserable. What do we inherit from Adam? A sinful nature. What does every sin deserve? Punishment from God that lasts forever. Are you a sinner? Yes, I have disobeyed God. Can guilty sinners go to heaven? No, we need a Savior. Who will be saved from sin? Only those who repent of sin and believe in Christ. And here's what we learned last week. What does it mean to repent? To turn away from your sin. Now, we're at truth number 27. And here's the question. What does it mean to believe in Christ? Now, we learned a couple of weeks ago that the people who will be saved, rescued from our sin, are the ones who repent of sin and believe in Christ. So last week, we talked about what it means to repent. It means to turn away from your sin. This week, we're going to talk about what does it mean to believe in Christ? And the answer is to trust Jesus Christ alone for salvation. We'll talk about that a little bit more after this tasteless joke. Hey kid, why did the kid eat his math test? Because the teacher said it would be a piece of cake. Ugh, that was gross. Wake up, kid. It's time for us to talk about exactly what it means to believe in Christ. We have already said that it means to trust Jesus Christ alone for salvation. In other words, believing in Christ or believing in Jesus means to trust Jesus to save you from the punishment you deserve from your sin and to save you from being controlled by sin. And it means trusting Him to save you and nothing else, not anyone else, not your parents, not your preacher, not the good stuff you've done, not reading your Bible, not being nice. None of those things can save you from sin. Only Jesus can. Now, before we talk about that some more tomorrow and the rest of the week, let's talk about what believing in Christ doesn't mean, okay? It doesn't mean just believing that Jesus was a person who lived. Lots of people believe that. You know, sometimes people don't believe in fake things like superheroes or unicorns. You know those things are make-believe. But some people think Jesus is also make-believe. They think there was never a Jesus of Nazareth who walked around teaching and preaching. Of course, those people are wrong. There definitely was a real Jesus from Nazareth who lived over 2,000 years ago. But other people believe that Jesus was a real person. Just like you believe I'm a real person. You hear my voice right now, and some of you, maybe all of you, have even met me before. You know I'm a real person. You believe I exist. And people believe that about Jesus, even if they never heard Him speak or saw Him. Some people believe He was a real person who really existed, just like I exist and you exist. But believing that Jesus just exists is not enough to be saved. There was a guy named Judas. He followed Jesus around for over 3 years. They were friends. They spent time together. He heard Jesus teach and preach. He saw Jesus walk on water and heal people. He even saw Jesus bring dead people back to life. He ate with Jesus and spent time with Jesus. He listened to Jesus and talked to Jesus. He believed, of course, that Jesus was a real person. He was there with him. He saw him. But he didn't trust Jesus to save him from his sin. In John chapter 17, Jesus calls Judas the son of perdition. This means he would not live forever as a child of God. Instead, he died guilty of breaking God's rules and will spend forever separated from God because he never truly believed in Christ. He could have been a son of God, but instead, he was a son of destruction. That doesn't have to be true for anybody else. We have learned that anyone who repents and believes in Christ is rescued from sin. That means you can turn away from your sin and trust Jesus to save you from your sin. If you do that, you become a child of God immediately and forever.